You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Yes, yes it is. This morning on Who Arted, we're very excited, both Amy and myself, because we have artist Liam Gerard in studio, who we love as a person yes. and as an artist. he currently has a show on at the Sanderson Contemporary Art Gallery in Newmarket. It's called New Work. Amy, take it away.
Hailed by... Hi, Liam.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be
Liam,
here.
Hi, Liam, sorry.
On BFM.
you're like pretty much with the voice of BFM. We need to get you back in to record
for a
some
brief shining moment.
Oh, their voice, I could just listen to it.
Still lingers on a couple of ads.
It's amazing.
And promos.
Oh, he knows it. Look at the way he's just rolling that out all over the microphone.
You were on one before. What was that for?
I believe it was for The Wire.
Yeah. Do you want to redo
saying it?
It,
but not spraying it or something.
if you want the news, not the
It needs a change,
Will
that
Pollard.
One.
Shout out.
Okay, so Liam, for those who don't know, hailed by The Herald as one of the most boundary-pushing artists of all time, Liam has been a practicing artist for just under a decade. Liam's monochromatic charcoal surfaces fuse anything from local anti-heroes to iconographic figures with ideological symbolism, forming a twisted idiom of pop culture that satisfies both the need for well-crafted art and intellectual stimulation. Charmingly dark and satirical, Liam's exceptionally crafted work can only get better with age. So Liam, your current show is titled New Work. I'm assuming that was your genesis. Is it Genesis or Genius? Genesis, in that term. I think it's Genesis.
Genesis? Certainly not Genius.
How did you go about broaching, did you name it initially?
New Work?
Yeah.
No, I think they just name it. All my shows have been called New Work.
Have they?
At Sanderson, because I just don't really title stuff very well. Quite often they'll title the works as well, because I'll just
really
I'll dump it on
no
their doorstep.
Way.
So interesting.
Dump it on the doorstep, just pull the fingers and burn off, and let them do the rest.
I've done that. I've actually done
don't
that
do
for
that
artists
at all.
Too.
I'm joking.
But you do name your work?
No.
No, you don't. Yeah, I've done that for artists as well. Sometimes I just
name
go.
It.
I'm just like, look, just give me, send me stuff, I'll upload it. And I'll name, and I'll just quickly put a name on it, and I'm like, change it if you want, but it's sometimes easier for someone else to come in and just do it.
Yeah. I guess I'm not really a fan of high concept names and titles or art, really.
Mm. All your photos of you posing, not posing, but with your artworks, you're always very,
cool.
I've lost the word now, comical and like, it doesn't matter, like pulling the fingers or doing a funny face.
Yep.
Or it's a selfie.
You're not very, you're not too serious. You don't take yourself too seriously, which I like.
No. Perhaps I should
take
myself a little more serious.
No, I think what you're doing is great. I think
you
let people, let the art historians decide where they want to place you and just live your life and create and let the other people do their jobs because that's what you're good at. Okay, so last year, moving on.
All right.
Last year, hydrangeas was your new theme and this year, tiny flowers are being marched out by an undeniably handsome cat, Leroy, who's featured in much of your work, twisting, tumbling, and lumbering. Is this... I've just heard, actually, that this isn't actually your cat, which is just so cruel. So cruel. Did she even go to the opening? Did you take
Livy,
your cat?
No, so Livy, who's my cat... Hey, Vince. She's kind of retired to the attic, but Leroy is...
What, you put her there?
No, she's loving the attic. She's never been allowed in, no.
Oh,
it's a whole other story.
Attic cat. Gorgeous.
She's kind of a recluse.
You could illustrate a picture book on that.
Hunchback. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Living in her bell tower.
So you actually...
I've been... Well, because I'm still doing a lot of the... There's a lot of hydrangeas.
Yeah,
lots of floral stuff.
To keep the ladies happy, eh?
To keep the ladies on side. Yeah, to keep the bottom line ticking up. I don't know what that means. But then, yeah, so Leroy is my neighbour's cat. And I was drawn to him, no pun intended. And it's doing a big black cat is a great sort of, I mean, it's really easy release from doing the really like meticulous, time-consuming floral stuff.
Yes, it's like you've done it. Yeah.
And there's something about Leroy. He's an entirely unremarkable individual, a bit of an idiot. Always has something wrong with him.
Aww.
Chases bugs and hurts himself. And
are you identifying at all or anything with him?
Maybe, yeah. Every time I see him, he's got some new sort of facial scar or.
One time it sounds just like my black cat that died.
One time he had pus tubes. Like, I thought I could see his jawbone, but it was actually he had these like tubes inserted in his face, so a wound could drain out.
He must have
and
cat
that's
AIDS.
Leroy.
You must have cat AIDS.
You might have cat AIDS.
Because quite a lot of Auckland cats have cat AIDS.
Really?
So there are three pieces on Leroy.
Four Leroys. I'm just going to put the dog down.
He's putting the dog down after that talk of draining.
I know.
I'll not put it down like that. I had a dog on my lap and I was putting it on the floor. Sorry, I just got to put a dog down.
That's okay.
So while I'm here.
Just quickly, excuse me. Yeah. So Andy Gomez has written of you and your work the following.
Ooh.
Liam Gerard is a universal image maker. His drawings hold within them an entire possibility, both the familiar and utterly unknown. He draws upon a visual language that is ordinary, almost to the point of banality, until you look closer. Floral arrangements hold dark secrets. Fabled creatures are contextualised into a modern dialogue, and the repugnant turns sweet. Gerald is an alchemist, forever transformed.
Gerald?
Gerard.
It says Gerard, and no. I just changed it then.
No,
sorry,
Gerald's okay.
I got carried away with myself. Gerard is an alchemist, forever transforming commonality into something precious, and sometimes inherently sinister. Like a sculpture of stone, the naked surface of the paper holds a quivering potential for Gerard to unearth the concealed image within it. So, bearing that in mind, do you consider Leroy sinister?
No, not at all. No, he's a fool, I think, which is attractive. But I like that the black cats are, air quotes, sinister and witchy and all that.
I think your own cat appears more sinister at times. The fangs?
Yeah. She had one removed. You know, she's just the fang.
She had one removed, or you had one removed from her before you put her in the attic?
She had to have one removed, and she has been wanting to get in that attic for about 10 years.
Sure.
Since you started your art practice.
Yeah. Gretchen Albrecht, you know her work.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if the transition from you moving kind of from those tight, really realist finishes into more, it reminds me of her work, it doesn't look like her work at all, but she has talked about that open movement with just creating. And with Leroy, it's really, you can see it. There's heaps more freedom for you there. And I'm just wondering if maybe this could spell a movement to using a brush for you, or actually...
Ooh.
Yeah, because you're kind of pulling away from the medium. You're not at all, actually, but this could see movement in that direction.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. And I'd love it if Leroy opened up some kind of new direction for me, because there's nothing to him.
Yeah, well, my cat's amazing.
He's an idiot.
She's amazing. My cat is like, she's stolen the neighbour's catnip toys. Like, that's pretty impressive. And now she's just wasted all the time on catnip.
You should draw Amy's cat. Amy's cat has huge eyes.
She's pretty She's pretty amazing. I'll show you a photo after the show.
Cool.
She's like, crazy eyed.
Like, big gold eyes.
Right. Beautiful.
Gertrude Abercrombie is her full name.
Yeah, so... Pet portraiture?
Yeah, okay. That's kind of where that's going, and that's really not cool, really. But, I mean, you know.
I'm sorry for suggesting it.
No. Yeah,
it's just getting a bit awkward
that's
now.
That's Tui.
Oh, that's what you've been doing. I was wondering what you're focusing on. Is that your cat? Your old cat.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, Liam Gerard.
Rest in peace.
You're awesome. Thanks, Liam.
She's sleeping now.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you at Sanderson Gallery, but only until...
The 3rd of April.
The 3rd of April.
Which is next Sunday. Liam, you should know this.
Shout out to Will Pollard's mum who bought one.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, sweet.
What one did she buy?
It was not a cat. It was a hyena made out of hydrangeas.
I like that one.
Yes. Oh, I meant to ask about that, but we'll ask later. Anyway, thanks, Liam.
Thank you.
Thanks, team.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.